is Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us as we give you all the results and interviews from Shangri-La 2 Motor Speedway. Race Week is next. WECO and Endicott Agway has you covered for fall. They stock wood pellets, fall annuals, and pumpkins. They also feature their power shop with snow blowers, plus service and repairs for the coming snow. WECO and Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, ice melt, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in WECO or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they are ready to serve you. WECO and Endicott Agway.
Make it
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
Davey & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davey & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davey & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. And Saturday with Shangri-La 2 Motor Speedway. And the rebirth season came to a fitting conclusion with a special tribute to fallen racer Tony Hanbury. The Tony Hanbury Memorial 42 for Sportsman Modifieds paid tribute to the talented racer who passed away on August 31st from complications due to an ATV accident. Online was extra incentives in the form of lap and purse monies that every driver would have to share in. It seemed almost scripted when Hanbury's nephew, 17-year-old Andrew Lewis Jr., claimed it was a very emotional victory. Despite a quality field of Sportsman Modifieds, Lewis went and pulled away from the rest of the field and was definitely best in class. Other classes that raced over the weekend on Saturday include the late models, with Eldon King taking that 20-lap feature. Garrett Zacharias once again two in a row for the Superstocks in that 25-lap feature. Four-cylinder finish, once again, Gene Purvis taking the victory lane. And finally, the hobby stock finish, 15 laps, Anthony Goulot. Let's go now to victory lane.
There's a lot of gray shirts here around this winning 65 car of Andy Jr. And of course, they are the Tony Hanbury Memorial T-shirts. There is tears of joy everywhere. Just an amazing run here. First time he's ever raced at this track, too, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause. Andy Lewis Jr. here, the winner. And a big hug from Danielle. You gotta see the emotion, the tears. Just absolutely amazing for these guys to come out here in celebration of a great racer and a great family. One last hug from Kenzie. Andy, congratulations, man. You were not gonna lose this thing here today. What a run you put on.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, there was a lot of tough battles, but you know, we lost a clutch about lap five into the race, so we were trying to save it as much as we can, but I don't know what we could have done to lose the thing. It was so good.
How did you feel about getting around here for a guy that never raced at this track before? What was it like?
Friday, I wasn't a big fan of it. It wasn't my favorite track. And today, I want to come back now.
There's no question. They dialed this thing in for you. How about between the break at lap 30? Did they make any kind of major adjustments? Because it looks like you got actually faster.
Yeah, we didn't. We pulled down pit road, and I said, don't touch it. And we didn't make any adjustments.
You were ahead of all that carnage. What was your spotter telling you throughout this race?
Save it, save it, save it. And I wasn't saving it.
How important was it for you to come here today with the family and to win this race in the name of Tony and the memorial and everything that's up for grabs here?
It's special because Tony meant a lot to us, and this is for him.
This has got to be fantastic. I know you got an opportunity to say thanks to a lot of people here. I know we got to get going, but this is a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah, Wilbur Tupol at Morgantini Race Engines. 82 Auto Services, Catalana Motorsports, Rocket Performance, my dad, my mom, everybody that works on this thing. Trevor, Julia, Brooke, everybody.
Andy, in the beginning, I'll make this real quick, but your dad, man, how cool was that?
It was fun. I mean, I blew his doors off. We don't want to talk about that.
All right, we'll X that one out from the report. Listen, you did an outstanding job, a proud moment, a great family, and a great honor to win in the name of Tony. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Lewis Jr. Ladies and gentlemen, Garrett Zacharias does it again here at Shangri-La 2 Speedway.
I'm going to do it.
Wow, Garrett, congratulations. I'll tell you what, I know you've been doing this a while, but this had to be such an amazing run for you, the way you went out there and just put a hurting on this field.
Oh, my God. Another great run. You know, I don't run mirrors in the car. My crew guy back there, my girlfriend, were saying, you're gone. You don't need to do nothing. And in my mind, I don't trust it. You know, you gotta go. You never know what's going to happen, you know. Something can happen, and we dig for every lap we can get. This car's been on rails all day. I did two laps of practice, won our heat race, and won a feature lap. I think I lapped half the field. That was pretty cool. And just battling through traffic and stuff. So, you know, it was good. And I want to dedicate this one to Connor Sellers and Joe. He's here today. We could have two B-mods here today, but I'm not going to get into that. So that's not our situation to talk about. But no, this is for Connor. This is for my grandma. My great grandma just passed away about 2 weeks ago. So, grandpa's here in the stands, wherever he's at. Oh, he did make it down. There you go. So, we celebrated the championship last night at Oswego for their banquet, and just it's been a great weekend. And I wish we could do a little bit more racing, but I'm not gonna get into it.
I'll tell you what, Garrett. Now that you had a chance to run here, we had a couple of races. How do you put this in perspective of what Shank 2 is all about and the resurgence of it?
Oh, man, I love this place. It's 10 minutes from my house. My dad raced with the same crew guy I have now, and they won races here. Jimmy's won, I think, 80-plus B-mod races here and modified races. This place has been great for my family ever since it opened, and I really hope it stays open. I hope you guys all post about how great this place is. I really want to stay open. I mean, just like, come on, guys. This place is the best. Come on.
I love it. This guy's going to get a couple of extra lines in the write-up today. Garrett, congratulations, man. What a great job. A little bit shout-out now.
Sorry. First of all, I got to thank Tom Cornell and Craig Ward. They've been busting their butts all day here today again and gave me a great car. It's just phenomenal to drive this thing. And he's saying he wants to retire, but I don't think we're going to do that anytime soon. I got all my sponsors, Jeff Kai's Auto Sales, Hotto Livestock, they're here today, Dream Vacations with Keith Goodwin, they came on this board this year. Moose Race Engines for the power plant. They've been great to us ever since we started back in 2019. All my friends, family, girlfriend, crew, you know, just all the people that come and support me. And, you know, all you fans, I appreciate y'all, no matter if you don't like me or not.
Time to celebrate. Great job. We put the late models on, hoping that we would have a decent show. We did. Little bit of luck, but a really good race as well, because he's a very talented driver. And he is out of the car. If you're still out there, you got to give it up for this guy here. Eldon King picking this one up.
Yes.
Eldon, I know it's a little bit twilight right now, but listen, congratulations. As you just heard me say, both lucky and good here today.
Yeah, we definitely weren't the best car. Nick had the car to beat for sure, but hey, we've lost a bunch that we should have won, and we'll take them when we can get them.
When you started this race, you were right on his tail. I guess you were pushing as hard as you possibly can, but a couple of laps, and you saw what he had the ability to do. So when you saw him dropping out, what went through your mind?
Well, unfortunate for him, but good for us, you know.
How did the car feel out there, especially since everything has cooled down now?
I mean, the car was pretty decent, but we don't have nearly enough horsepower to run with Nick, that's for sure.
And your opinion of Shangri-La 2 Speedway?
Been here twice. We got a win in a second, so I like the place.
Not too bad here. Listen, we wait for some other folks to come down here. Opportunity, you could still say thank you to whoever you want to.
Yeah, I want to thank all my guys. Glenn's not here with us, but Jimmy, Rob, Bruce, Connor, and all them guys' girlfriends and wives, because of the time they're gone from the them to work on this thing. I really appreciate it.
Eldon, listen, we appreciate what you guys had to do to stick around. We unfortunately had to cut this thing a little short because our electric bill isn't what we'd like it to be here as far as hookup is concerned, but we appreciate that. Next week, we hope to see you at the King of the Green, someplace that you like to come down at Evergreen. Would that happen?
Yeah, we're planning on it. As long as the weather's favorable, we'll be there.
Great job. Congratulations.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis. Your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into our garage located on State Route 434 in Apalachin. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham tried to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending our garage to their friends. Our garage on State Route 434 in Apalachin. Call them at 607-258-0008.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Apalachin. This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.